Hello, my friends at Defy Gravity. How are you today? This is Juliana Sauber, Whole Body Renewal, wholebodyrenewal.com. Today, we're going to talk about three stopping beliefs that you might have and how to clear them from you. These are going to be subconscious beliefs. These are going to be things that you have been said to you, that you're repeated to yourself, maybe that you inherited from ancestors. So I'm going to give you three really quick ways to clear those. Number one, I'm afraid. I have fear. We all have fear. And I've often heard this, like, you have to overcome fear. I don't know how you do that. Or didn't know how I do that. I hear things like, you have to push past the fear. I don't think they told me how to do that either. But I prefer to release the fear forever so that it doesn't have a chance to reoccur. And there might be layers of fear because, as Shrek once said to Donkey, we are onions. We are lots of layers. So there might be layers of fear. So you can come back and use this tool over and over and over again as things come up. So what do? Close your eyes. Take a deep breath all the way down to your belly button. Tap into what makes you fearful right now. Feel it. Feel that tingling sensation. Feel that little tinge of nausea. Feel that catch in your breath. And then repeat this to yourself. Repeat it out loud if you can. If you can't, start repeating it out loud. Start by repeating it in your mind, mentally, and then speak it out loud when you can. And here is your phrase, and I'd recommend you repeat it at least 50 times. I clear all fear from my energetic body on all levels back to the blueprint of peace at the point of my conception. Say that again. I clear all fear from my energetic body on all levels back to the blueprint of peace at the point of my conception. Now, what you might experience is that fear starts to get stronger. It feels stronger. It keep going. One of the things we do that keeps fear in our existence and keeps fear in our centers is we avoid it. We don't let it come up. We don't deal with it. We don't address it head on and directly. We don't give that fear the attention that it's seeking, because that fear is a piece of you and it needs love and attention just like you do. All right. Number two, I don't know enough. You might be on a new adventure. You might think you want to go on a new adventure and you say, I don't know enough. And so what do you do about that? The key thing about that is, know that everyone who starts something doesn't know as much as they do 10 years down the road. Do you think for 1 second when Michael Jordan started playing basketball, he knew nearly as much as he knew when he retired from playing basketball? Do you think that your parent... Say your mom, when she first had you, knew as much about parenting as she did by the time you reached a teenager? Absolutely not. But we start anyway. So the phrase to repeat, and I would repeat it at least 30 times, is, I trust I know what I need to know today and will be given what I need when I need it. Let's say that again. I trust I know what I need to know today, and I will be given what I need when I need it. We have this divine intelligence that loves and adores us and wants us to be on our path. And when we let fear stop us from starting, and then we let this belief that I don't know enough to do it stop us from starting, we just don't get to do the fun stuff that we want to do and what we're meant to do. So you got to get started. And I know for a fact, because I used to be super controlling. Like, I had to know it. And I had to tell everybody I knew it. And there came a point when I just shifted over to trusting that I know enough to do what I need to do today. And that if I need to know more, it will be given to me. And guess what? It is given to you. If you are persistent and you live with integrity and you continue to move towards that goal that you can't see yet, you'll be given what you need. You will always be provided for. And then the third one is, I have no support. When you start out on a new adventure, you're going to have people that don't support you. You've probably watched plenty of movies where kids wanted to do something other than what their parents wanted them to do, and they lost support from their parents. I believe that is part of how the path is meant to be run for some people, because you have to learn how to know yourself, to overcome your fear, and you need to know that you will be given what you need to be given when you need to give it, right? So if you are your number one supporter and you trust that divine intelligence, God, the universe has your back, because it does, it always has your back. When you trust that, the ride is so much easier. There's less stress, there's less angst. There's less like, oh, I don't have any help and I don't have any friends and I don't know what's going on and no one will support me, but I feel so strongly deep down in my heart that I absolutely have to do this. People like Einstein and Elon Musk and Henry Ford and, oh my gosh, who else can I name? I mean, there are so many people that have not been supported by those closest to them. I hear the stories all the time. When I went from allopathic medicine to natural medicine, I was not supported because they didn't understand it. And it's not meant for them to understand it right away. It's meant for you to understand it and for you to pursue it. Because as it's in your heart's passion, it's there for a reason. So what do you do? I have no support. What do you do? Here is your phrase. Repeat this between 25 and 100 times. Now, what makes the difference? Why do you do more times? Feel it. Like, tap into your body and start to feel your body as you close your eyes and you take that deep breath and you go, do I have the support I need? And you feel a sinking into your belly and you go, no, I don't. I don't have the support that I feel that I want. So I have to rely first on myself for support. So here is your phrase. I am fully and divinely supported in all my endeavors. I am fully and divinely supported in all my endeavors. And it becomes about trusting that you will be provided for. Because you will. You absolutely will be provided for in all your endeavors. So this gives you a taste of the powerful tools that are available to you in clearing out that subconscious stuff, you know, the iceberg under the water, the 90% that you don't know about. You might know that you have fear. You don't know where the fear comes from. So this is a very general statement of, where's this fear? And let's just clear it. You don't need to know about it. It's absolutely not required that you know where the fear comes from. It's not. Sometimes you need to know. Sometimes it helps you to make sense of it. Other times you don't need to know at all. And again, we trust that it's being done the way it needs to be done. So as that fear rises up in you, you keep saying that, because as you triumph over this one time after another, you begin to relish in it. You know, that fear pops up and you go, ooh, where's this one coming from? How do I clear this? What's this? And it becomes more interesting that way. Life becomes really interesting. And you don't feel powerless. That is another key piece of this. We are taught to be powerless. You can't heal yourself mentally without a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or a counselor. That is totally not true. You can't heal yourself spiritually without a pastor or a priest or a church. Again, totally not true. All of these things I have given you and more was something that Jesus said when he was here teaching us. So know that it is all available to you, every single bit of it. Now, if this intrigues you, it piques your interest, you want to know more, you want to experience what this looks like in a full session, you can hop on wholebodyrenewalcenter.com or Whole Body Renewal Center on Facebook and book a session with me. And we will begin to work through the subconscious emotional elements that are slowing you down in your life. If you would like to know more, you are intrigued by it, if you are a practitioner and want to be able to help people beyond it and want to know what the toolkit is, send me an email and I will put you on the list for the launch of the Ease and Flow Energy Session Apprenticeship for Your Life classes that are upcoming. All right, my friends. Ease and flow. Happiness and joy. Later. Hi, it's Juliana Sauber, traditional naturopath and health detective. We often have mysteries in our health. We aren't sure why something is happening. It keeps coming back and we can't get any answers. I was in the same place that you're in, and that's why I studied naturopathy. And I'm so passionate about helping you to solve your health mysteries and create a lifestyle that helps you to be healthy, to be in control of your health and feel confident going through the world. In addition to helping you to manage the energy flow in your body, with helping you to resolve emotional traumas and turmoils, to cleanse and detoxify, to feel amazingly well, to be happy in your life, settled, and coming into your own, empowered and strengthened, and knowing who you are and what you want in life. One-on-one consultations are available, along with energy and emotional release sessions, bioenergetic analysis, which allows you to answer so many questions about what your body needs to be at its most optimum and healthy. You can find me at www.wholebodyrenewalcenter.com, Whole Body Renewal Center on Facebook. My phone number is 269-815-6354, and also Defy Gravity on all podcast major platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Don't be slowed down because you're not in Michigan. I can work with anyone, anywhere. So if you're ready to solve your health mysteries, if you're ready to get your energy balanced and flowing well, to be peaceful, happy, and to know what your life is going to look like for the future, then please get in touch with me and let's get you started on an amazing program. Take care. God bless. Have a great day. Defy Gravity is here for you, for your health, body, mind, and spirit, to bring you knowledge and education to empower you to own your life and be in charge of it. Come on in regularly for the knowledge that you need to support all of your life's objectives. I'm Juliana Sauber, traditional naturopath, and not only a survivor, but I've recovered, and I'm living free of health challenges that kept me down for almost 2 decades. So I'm here to share with you the things that I did to regain my health and get my life back and bring people to you that will also help you. and give you more information and more perspectives. And that is the key to creating the life that you want. So welcome to Defy Gravity. Subscribe, come back regularly. Please invite your friends, share this podcast. Find us on Facebook and Instagram because we are here to meet your needs.